लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. I'm sorry for maybe mispronouncing the name. I tried a bit. No, the thing is, let me tell you, you all know that a lot of people have problems with pronunciation my name correctly, but today maybe I have a bit of problems with pronunciation, but we will try it. And I will do my best, and I say hello to a Russian guy living in LA. I'm saying hello to Anton Krasavin, right?
Yes, Mikhaela. Yes.
Yeah, so you all hear that. He can pronounce Mikhaela correctly. So,
Mikhaela.
Yeah, that's a good thing. European people mostly can pronounce it correctly, but that's not
something. We can do it. Oh, by the way, I learned German a little bit back in Russia.
Yeah.
What? A little bit, yeah. Ich bin Anton.
Du bist
Mihaila.
Okay, that's
der Katze, der Nein. Hunde,
Now,
der Hunde.
Die Katze.
Die Katze.
Yeah, we're German, it's a bit difficult with all the articles, you know. It's a bit...
Die Hunde.
Die Hunde oder der Hund?
Zwei. Der Hund. The dog?
Yeah. Der Hund.
Der Hund. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 6, 7.
Nein. 4, 5, 6. Okay.
That's
so
fun.
a bit of German lessons for free for the audience. But we spoke already 30 minutes without recording. So I said to Anton, listen, we should talk about verticals and be a bit serious. You know what I mean?
We should have added what we spoke about into this.
Yeah, we spoke about the hard life. Yeah. No, but, you know, this episode is more about verticals and the nice things in the vertical space. So, and I'm interviewing you and it's not about me in this podcast. So let's be serious and start. Hello, Anton. How are you doing?
Hello. Hello, Mihaela. Yes, that's
so
all right.
Good. So good. Okay. Someone who can pronounce my name correct. That's so good. Definitely,
I'm glad.
Definitely a plus point for you, Jack. So
let's go.
It couldn't get better, so we should stop right now. No, just kidding. No. So, Anton. First question I'm asking always actors and actresses, how did you end up in the vertical space? And what was the first vertical you did?
I was already acting in the industry back in 2022 or something. And I think in 2023, that's when verticals started picking up in Los Angeles. And I think I either auditioned or somebody called me for one-liner. I had a one-liner in the vertical. I played an assistant, and it was the vertical's name was Fatal Attraction Hybrid Princess, I think. Fatal Attraction, something Fatal Attraction.
You know, I'm bad in the vertical titles because I watched more than 1,500 verticals, so don't nail me down for any titles, because mostly in the titles it means billionaire, CEO, heiress, revenge, or pregnant. So
yeah, that was a Fatal Attraction. I think it was vampires or werewolves.
Oh, Wolverines. Fantasy one directly.
It was a fantasy one.
You known what verticals are when you did that?
I don't think so. No, that was my first one. I I don't even know if I looked it up what they were before coming to set. I think I just got on set. I saw the vertical frame. I was like, okay, whatever it is, whatever they're doing, and let's do it.
I'm okay with that. So,
Yeah.
and you said you had done some acting before. Have you lived already in LA at that time?
Yeah, I was already in LA. I've been in LA since 2018.
Oh.
I've been studying here. I studied acting, and then I went on to the industry to work as an actor.
What attracts you on acting, or why did you want to do that for a living?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's not simple. I almost like, in a way, a difficult task, which doesn't have a definite answer. That's like, 2 + 2 = 4, right? But in acting, there's no right way to do it in a way, And it's also a journey of self-discovery, of working on yourself. It's almost as if to be an actor is to be a human and know yourself and know people and study people, study a psychology of people. It's a very curious job, and I am curious. I always, when I even walk on the street, I'm always like,
Like a
how the
little kid in
streets
the
spurs.
chocolate factory, or what?
Yep,
You are.
that's me. And I like talking to people and listening to the stories and how they walk, how they behave, what makes them say that, how did they end up in this place and their of this place of life where they are right now. It's like sometimes you'll be driving and you will see a person walking in a way that you would never imagine that somebody could walk. If you saw that walk in a film, you would be like, that nobody walks like that. That's fake. And then you see someone walking like that in real life and you're like, I mean, that's insane. Like, why is that person walking like that? Some people walk with their neck sticking out. Some people kind of like back or shoulders down, and it's interesting. There are a lot of layers to it.
So, what would you say had acting taught you for life since you're doing it? What has changed in
Oh.
your personality since then?
Oh, that's a do we have any simpler questions?
I didn't say that this will be fun, you know?
No, I love it.
I
I
said
love
we
it.
will be serious now. No, just kidding.
Serious
No, I'm
questions. Serious
curious.
questions. No,
I'm
I know,
curious about
totally.
it.
Ooh. It is a big question. It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot in terms of myself, who I am, what are the parts of me. Embracing parts of me, the parts of me that I'm hiding, the parts of me that I don't like to see. It taught me patience. It taught me humanity and empathy. I feel like I've always had the empathy, but acting opened it up, and still is opening it up, because like to be more empathetic for people, and even the bad ones, even people who are being hated or disliked, it's like they have a reason why they are like that. They weren't born like that. Everybody is born as an innocent child who needs love and appreciation, who needs their parents. And everybody is born a good, kind soul human being. And then as people go through life and life challenges and events and traumas and whatever happens in their life, it forms us who we become. And even the so-called worst people that we see in life or we faced in life throughout history, at some point in life, they were just a little kid, you know? And I feel like it taught me acting is to stay human on this journey. And then also resilience, and it's not an easy job. Like, you have to hustle.
Do you have the feeling that you improved, for example, in self-confidence because you understand some situations better now or some other people because it's easier for you to, let's say, get into this character through acting?
Absolutely. I used to be a very shy kid.
Really?
I was very shy. Very shy, playing games, acting and being on stage, being in the public eye was so, I would get sweaty. I'd have a panic attack. It's just no. It was a big no for me to be in public. And I knew that acting will help me break out of my shell, break those barriers. I knew that I have something in me. I couldn't exactly place it or say what it is, but I knew that I want to be more open. I want to be more confident. And with every character, every time you go on stage or in front of camera, in front of other people, even in like for self tapes, it's you are putting yourself out there. I wasn't born as very outgoing. I was outgoing, but I wasn't like, hey, look at me, let me tell you a story, let me sing for you. My little sister, she sings. She'll be like, Anton, let me sing a song for you. Are you listening? And my mom would point the camera at her and she would just start singing. And she'd be like, everyone would be sitting at a big table. And she'll be like, let me sing a song for everybody. That's not me. That was never me. I was just like, I would rather go in my room, play some games, or like, you know.
And now you're more self-confident.
Yes, I would say so. I would say I'm more confident and self-accepting, grounded, calm. You know, it's like, I don't know. I feel like I care less about what people think about me. What I might have done wrong or bad is just, I'm a human. You know, I'm here. I'm learning. I'm always learning. I'm always trying to be a better self. I'm not perfect.
When you say you don't care sometimes what people think about you, or you try not to do you read reviews about verticals you were in?
Rarely.
No, I'm just asking because some actor actresses are waiting for the first reviews when a vertical of them drop. Some of them don't read it because they say, for me, a vertical is done when it's wrapped. So
I
that's
mean,
why I'm asking.
sometimes I'd go and look through the comments to just see what they say. But I don't really read reviews. Not really. For me, I'm more of a guy. As soon as it's wrapped, I'm on to the next one.
Do you watch your own verticals?
Rarely. If I need like material, if I need to pull something out of it for my reel or just to keep it or for a post, I will, but not really.
Does someone in your family watch your verticals?
I think some of them seen it, but I don't think it's, they're more into film, like traditional film and
Okay.
TV. Maybe my little sister, she, and my brother, younger brother, they kind of saw it here and there, but they're not too much into verticals. For now, it's so vastly and fastly growing and expanding that we never know. Maybe tomorrow, everybody all of a sudden will be like, verticals is the best thing ever.
Who knows? I mean, in the last year, it grew immensely,
Yeah.
all of that. When I started watching verticals in summer 2023, it was really small, all the stuff. There were even, I think, maximum 10 platforms roundabout where you could watch it. And now there are more than 200 platforms. So
Insane.
it's a
Insane.
bit weird how it blew up in the last year, but yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's growing really fast.
Yeah, and I'm sure 2026 will be even more. They just started shooting, or in the bigger way, shooting verticals here in Europe. I mean, in Turkey, Italy, UK and the Ukraine, there were already filmed verticals last year, but now, as I said, it started here in Germany. I'm sure they will start in France shooting verticals. And I saw lately a few casting calls for Romania for verticals.
They shoot them
So,
everywhere. It's so popular right now. Everybody's
yeah.
watching them. I mean, it's by 2020, 2030, it's supposed to be like a 25 billion industry or somewhat like that. I mean, it's huge.
Have you shot a vertical outside of LA yet?
Outside of LA, no, just LA so far.
Would you love to?
I was called once for the Turkey one, but I couldn't make it. Just the scheduling conflict. Yeah. Love to go. I've been to Turkey, but long time ago. One day.
The verticals which were shot in Turkey are mostly nearly the best quality you can ever see in verticals.
I heard that. Yeah, I've been told that. Well, fingers crossed then,
And
Turkey.
you couldn't do it, really?
No.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
No, because the verticals you see, which are shot in Turkey, are released on the app Drama Pops. And the
I
quality is always so good. And they have
heard
always
that.
kind of
Yeah,
new, fresh storylines.
you're making me feel bad right now that
Yeah, that's good.
I missed out.
Because how you can. You had this chance
Let's.
and you.
I know. I know.
Minus
Well,
point for that. So your
let's
plus
hope it's
point
not the
is
last
gone.
one. We're even right now. We're on ground zero.
At the
Okay.
moment, yes. So we start again. No, but you know, this verticals, I'm not saying this because I live in Europe, but the verticals which were shot in Europe, doesn't matter if Turkey or Lithuania, Drama Pops verticals are also shot in Lithuania, or all of the shot in Kiev for My Drama, the app, all the European shot verticals are so good in quality.
What
So,
about
if the chance
like
will blow up again,
I'll take
remember
it.
my words, okay?
I'll say Mihaela told me to do this.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's
What do you want to ask?
better than Real Short and Drama Box.
Yeah, it is.
Really, because
Yeah.
Real Short and Drama Box are huge from what I know.
I don't even have a Reelshot membership anymore. And a lot of people do. Reelshot was good at the beginning. And at the beginning of 2023 and 2024, they had really nice verticals. But lately, they are publishing so much quantity and less quality that a lot of people where the yearly membership runs out, don't make a new one. Because the smaller platforms like Drama Pops, My Drama, Candy Jar, Viglu, all of that are publishing much better quality in the shows. Every show, for example, which is published on the app Candy Jar, based in Germany, by the way, Candy Jar, is based on a book story. Whenever you are turning on a vertical on Candy Jar, you see in the first page, this story is based on book, blah, blah, blah. So the storylines are much more better.
Yeah, no wonder they're better, because it's like it's made on an original story,
Yes,
high
that's
quality
it.
story.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And the Drama Pop storyline is exactly the same. You won't see on Drama Pops a vertical with a, let's say, 40 episode banquet scene or stuff like that.
Oh, I think
No
I've
way.
done one of those where there's like a 40 episode one scene. You just literally stand there and you're like,
Yeah. Really? Again? Again?
yeah.
Again? No, but that's it. I mean, what's the main issue in this one scene shoot? Mostly the big question is it really him or her, or is he or she a fraud? That's the whole storyline question in this vertical. And nothing else. And I'm screaming always when I see like this, show them your damn ID and the problem is solved. You know what I mean? So the stories are not so good. And lately, on the big platforms, there was so much violence in the storylines, abusive against women, raping, miscarriaging, and everything without trigger warning. So for me, a no-go to watch. That's why
Yeah,
I
there are a lot of
prefer the
those.
smaller platforms, you know, where I know the storylines are totally smooth to watch, good entertaining, and that's it.
It
Yeah.
seems like they're still trying to figure it out, what works, what doesn't work, what's well, how far can you go and where you need to push back.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the main problem is that there is always coming up new audience. And for the new audience, the shock value is okay at the beginning. But if you watch verticals as long as, for example, I'm doing now for nearly 3 years, this type of storylines annoys you and bothers you really hard. And that's why the older audience is going away from the big platforms and prefers more the storylines from the smaller platforms. For example, now Two Pirates vertical, total new genre.
Who's in it?
There were two shot. One was shot in Canada with Nick Westaway, Julie Bruins, and Stephen Camara. They shot it in Vancouver. And the other one was shot in LA with leads were Nick Ritacco and Emma Reinagle. And
I
Dylan
worked with
Vogts
Nick.
directed it. And Scotty Mullen wrote the script and acted also in it. And they, for example, they had a really great ship. And they shot 1 day out on sea on this ship. And all the costumes and stuff, it's so good.
Nick looks like a pirate, yeah.
Yeah, did you see the picture?
I see the picture, yeah.
I recorded with everyone from this pirate vertical. You know, I recorded with Dylan Vogts, the director. I recorded with Scotty Mullen, the script writer. I recorded with Nick, with Emma Reinagle. So, and with Amy Kazatsa, she did the whole hair, makeup, wardrobe stuff for this vertical. So, you know, everyone of them told me it was so great shooting a lot of outside, not the classic billionaire mansion, not the classic hospital scenes, you know what I mean? So it's totally new in everything, in the wardrobe, in the scenery, in the storyline, and that's what we need. But these two pirate verticals will be published on the smaller platforms because the big platforms won't be. No, let's say the bigger platforms are not willing to take the risk for new storylines.
I think they would rather see how the smaller platforms do with one story. Let's say they do a pirate one, they see that it works and it shoots a lot of viewers, and then they're like, okay, that's working. Let's now. I mean, the Heated Rivalry just came out, the show. I've heard a lot about it. And now all I see is casting. Heated rivalry, ice hockey, heated rivalry. Are you Russian? We need you. It's like, I knew that's going to happen. Right away, when I started hearing about everybody on Verticals would tell me about heated rivalry, I was like, okay, yes, we're about to see a lot of ice hockey shows.
And we already did
Yeah,
see a
I
lot.
did one ice hockey show in the beginning of 2025. Yeah.
Where was it published?
Real short, good with her hands, the name.
As I said, I don't have a membership on Reelshot since, I think since more than a half of a year now. I haven't watched any show on Reelshot again.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did it a year ago, more a little bit more than a year ago. It was a lot of fun though. I mean, I enjoyed it. I get the love out of preparing for the shoot and being on the shoot, talking to the people and ice skating, learning how to ice skate, and doing the stunts.
Was it a challenging role for you?
I wouldn't say so. It was really enjoyable because I spent 2 weeks ice skating. I knew how to ice skate, but I was like, I want to be better. I mean, if I'm gonna be playing a portraying an ice hockey player, I'm gonna prepare. I'm gonna try and ice skate as much as I can. I went to the hockey place next to my apartment where I used to live, and I skated. It was nice. It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable. Lots of fun. Did a few stunts. Was it the I don't know. I wish verticals allowed to go deeper into the characters.
That's why, in my opinion, we need the sequel bonds.
The sequel.
Yeah. For example, Candy Jar is right at the moment the only platform which publishes verticals with more than one part. There are verticals with part one, part two, part three, even part four sometimes. So the story has more depth to develop. One vertical is run about 45, 50 episodes. And so in total, you have minimum 100 episodes roundabout. So the story can develop better and more depth, and the actors have more possibilities to bring the character better to life, in my opinion. It's good for the quality of a vertical to do it in that way.
Definitely. Well, we'll see. I mean, we're working. They're coming out with new ones. We'll see where it goes.
How many verticals have you done so far?
I would say more than 10. Done quite a few. I don't know if I have all of them listed on my IMDb, but definitely more than 10.
Did you do all genre so far? Mafia ones,
I
werewolf
did a mafia, I did
ones,
vampires.
a classic CEO billionaire one.
Did I do the classic CEO billionaire? I mean, I did like mafia billionaires. I did
Werewolf billionaires,
if yeah if it was if
I
if it wasn't directly a billionaire story, somehow there was a CEO billionaire. So
Okay.
yeah. Yeah.
With all the hidden stuff that it turns
Like, what
out
do you
in the
mean?
end, you know, mostly the typical
Oh, in the end,
vertical
where, oh,
trope.
I am, well, he is the billionaire, and everybody, bah, you're.
You are not. Is he? Maybe. Yeah. No, he cannot be. He's making it up. No, that's a fake. Sure, but if he's it, what if it is?
I did it. I can't remember, but I did it. Definitely did it.
Okay, so what would be a dream role for you in a vertical to do?
A dream roll on the vertical. Oh, that's interesting. Something, maybe a racer or a more of a good guy, more romantic,
More of the good
like
guy? Are you always the bad guy or what? Mostly?
mostly I do guys with an edge. Yeah.
A little villainy.
Pirate sounds pretty nice. Like to someone like Jack Sparrow.
Yep. I'm sure, to be honest, that these two pirate verticals will hit. I'm sure.
Yeah. Everybody loves a pirate.
Yeah. For example, mostly boy, let's okay now grown adults, but mostly of them wished as kids to be pirates and minimum dressed as pirates once for Halloween
Yeah.
or Carnival or
I was a
stuff.
huge fan of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Who wasn't? The music was so great.
I
Hello.
know. I
Wait,
went to
about the
see
mu
Hans Zimmer last year.
really?
So, yeah, live show. It was amazing. All
Where you
the
could watch the movie and in front there was a live orchestra playing the music? Because that was the shows
No.
they did here in Germany. When the Pirates of the Caribbean hit so hard in cinema, they were in a few theaters. You can watch the movie on a big screen, and in front of the screen there was sitting a big orchestra with live music to it. It was so good, I can tell
Oh, that
you.
would be that would I bet it was cool. But no, I did the one where Hans Zimmer himself and his artists performed. So it was a live show of his music. So all the people from like Gladiator, Pirates of the Caribbean, Interstellar, he brought all of them together and they did a huge concert and they did the music
Oh, that's
from the
great.
movies.
I think music is so important to make a movie good. And the
Oh.
pirate ones, especially the one in Canada, they composed their own music for this vertical. And they are thinking actually about bringing out a playlist for this vertical, like kind of soundtrack.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, you can't make a good movie without music and sound. It's just, unless it is specifically a silent movie. But even then, usually there's some kind of music.
And the pirate one's music is so important. Hello? Oh, I love the soundtrack of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
You would make a great pirate. I can see you doing a pirate. A
Me?
pirates. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
You and your
know.
dog.
No,
Yeehaw!
wait, my dog.
Everybody aboard!
I can tell you my dog. Let me tell you this. I recorded with Kirby Elwood. And we created a million-dollar idea because I would love to see more criminal verticals, you know, detective ones. And even at kindergarten, I always played the bad witch because of my black hairs. I was always the bad lady, the mystery lady. I never worked as a princess, not even in my real life. My older sister has blonde hair. She was always the pinky princess. Yeah, lovey-dovey one. And everyone saw in me always the not so nice person, but it's fine. So no one is expecting anything from you. And when I spoke with Kirby about this criminal one, I said, I would love to do this criminal one because my dog, he's so good. I trained them to go hunting. He's so good in sniffing. He would be the great detective dog who sniffs in the forest, you know, with the blood and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a great vertical story.
That's much more great for him to do than being a pirate dog on a ship, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you remember that show, Commissar Rex or Captain
Yeah.
Rex
Yeah, with a
with a
German
German
Shepherd
Shepherd?
dog.
Yes. That show was insane. I
You
loved it.
know this show? Really?
I used to watch it as a child. That was my favorite
Really?
show. Yes.
Really? Are you kidding
Yeah.
me?
It's I think it's either German or Swedish or Danish.
German.
German,
And the
yeah.
actor was from Austria.
There we go. Yes.
But it's
I
German
mean,
spoken, origin in
yeah.
German. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Rex, you know. In that time when that show dropped, you had a lot of Rex dogs here. Because everyone was a big fan and needed this dog, Rex. No. I always had black Labradors my whole life.
Oh, I had a Labrador, a white lab.
No, he's.
Her name
I'm
was
always.
Leia.
Male one, always black.
Yeah, mine was white, and her name was Lady D, the Northern Star. Yeah, that was her full name. And then we just scratch that. Name her Dina. Dina.
Why not? No, I always had black male labs. Because even my chicken are mostly black in color. And my dad is always saying, okay, Michaela, in your life, everything is black, your dogs, your hair, and your soul. So that's fine for me. I can live with
Hey.
that. No, but lately there have been a few verticals with dogs in it. In one vertical, there was a dog called Gucci. It was, the small dog where you can. And it had the
It
name
had to be
Gucci.
Gucci.
No. But a pirate one, oh yes. We had here in Germany from Astrid Lindgren, the writer from, I think she was Swedish. She wrote a great childhood stories, also Pippi Langstrumpf and stuff like that. And she wrote a story called Ronja Räubertochter. It was about a young girl with dark long hairs. And she lived with robbers together, and she had a really rough life, but a very happy life because she was not the typical, girly, pink, glitty girls. She was more the pragmatic one, knowing exactly how to do wood in the forest for heating, how to fight, how to. She was really self-confident as a girl. And not so helpless like some princess girlies. And my parents always told me, we should have named you Ronja because you were exactly like her. Yeah, but I love that one. And that would also be a great vertical. Ronja, I Yeah, I see. I have to win a bunch of money and then I can do my own verticals.
Do one of those quiz shows one more time. Maybe you're a lucky one.
Here is
Wow.
a quiz show in Germany, a 1 million euro show, where you can win 1 million euro.
You do 1 million, and then you pay all the taxes, and then you get like
No, in Germany, listen,
Yeah.
if you win money here in Germany, even in a lottery or in a quiz show, you don't have to pay taxes on the
No
one.
way.
You
Hey.
only have to pay
Let's
taxes
all
if
go
you.
to Germany.
No, you only have to pay taxes if you, for example, do it to a bank account, and then you will get what's the English name for Zinsen? And then you will get at the end of the money, because you put it to a bank account. Wait. That type of money you have to pay taxes, but for the win itself, you don't have to pay tax on it. That's why I would spend it in doing verticals, and then sell off the vertical to a platform. Regain the money and keep the system rolling,
You just came up with a business plan.
I
Mikhail, you
can
should.
tell you, Anton, I'm so ready. Or I should find the hidden billionaire, maybe win the lottery or going to a quiz show. That's the three options actually I have at the moment. I'm trying to figure out which option is the most with the highest
Lucrative
possible
one.
no the most with the most possibility that it could happen. That's a point.
That's the
Or
point.
you should land a big movie role, get famous, get an Oscar, and then you are also rich.
You could do that. That's the plan.
Okay, you are working on that, and I'm working on the quiz show. Okay, then we will see who of us is
Who gets there
So,
quicker?
maybe we're coming both. Listen, I got it. Yeah, I got it too. Oh, that's fine. That's a
Yay, on the same
perfect
day.
ending.
I don't mind.
Me neither. Hello. I don't have a problem with that. So what attracts you to do verticals? I mean, it's so fast paced normally and stuff like that, but what attracts you doing verticals?
People, lots of fun. But it doesn't feel like the stakes are way too high. It's just like the people are easygoing. You come in and you act, and they're like, "Let's try this, let's try that." Some improv. Yeah, it's nice, it's a lot of fun.
Do you also some other stuff besides the verticals at the moment?
Yeah, I do. I work on regular like film. I wrapped a short film in Portland in November. I'm working on a me and my partner, my friend, we created Leora Creators. It's like a small studio that we're creating and a community. And we're already working and developing a short animation cartoon that I'm gonna voice and I'm gonna produce. That's one project. And then there's another one, also a short film that we wrote and I'm planning to produce, and we'll see, hopefully star in it. So yeah,
Sweet.
trying to have my things going here and there, verticals. Film, animation.
Have you ever done theater or stuff like that? That way of acting?
I've done theater. I've done a bit of theater and back when I was studying in my university, but I haven't really gone into like Broadway, like big shows.
Did you like
It's
doing
like
theater?
I love theater. I love theater. It was a lot of fun. It's different. I really hope to do theater a little further down the line. Hopefully I'll get a chance to do something. I really love the way Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, how they work. They do film and then they might do a play on Broadway. I would love to do something like that.
Because you miss the directly, let's say, vibration together with the audience? Or
Yeah,
what?
it's definitely different. It's like you're in front of the audience. They say theater is the actor's medium. There's no director directing you in the moment. There's no people, oh, we stop, move to the side, let's move in the frame, light, put it on him. So everybody's creating. In film, everybody's trying to make it look good. But in theater, is just you, the stage, and the audience, and there's a different thrill about it because when you're on film, it's almost you have a right for mistake, but in theater, there's no room for mistake. And even if you make a mistake, you have to improvise, go with the flow. So, like, make it seem like this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and although you are playing, let's say, every evening the same, because of the audience, no, nothing else is also the same, because sometimes the audience laughs in scene one. The next evening, in scene one, it's totally quiet and they are laughing in scene three and you don't know why. And the next evening, no one is laughing at one of these scenes, but you are always doing it the same way. So what I always preferred on theater was, although you are playing evening for and evening the same it never was the same in total for you. And that was a thing I really liked doing it.
Yeah. It's a little bit different, but it's all intertwined together.
Is there something in acting you want to try?
There's so many things I would want to try.
What?
I want to learn. When I've seen Formula One, I was like, I'd love to learn how to race, or learn a musical instrument, or take my singing vocal skills onto the next level. There's a lot that I would love to do. I want to travel somewhere, do it in the desert or in the mountains, or something that challenges me. Maybe the character is a, I don't know, a drug addict, or he's done whatever, I don't know.
What about a psychological manipulative role?
I would love to do. It's always every character is so unique and intricate, and it's almost as you dive into the ocean. A new character is the new ocean. You're discovering a new ocean. Sometimes it feels familiar or it seems familiar, but it's still different.
Yeah.
And how can I bring myself to it? You know?
Huh. True. Do you have a role model in acting?
I have different people, different actors whom I like, and I like certain qualities of their qualities that I take for myself, like Leonardo DiCaprio, how different he can be in every single role, how he immerses himself in the role, and how he's like a chameleon, voice, body, just the way the aura of the character changes. I love that. I love Matthew McConaughey with his swagger and his wisdom, and some sort of feeling like he's in connection with life. Who else? Brad Pitt. I mean, there's so many, quite a few people whom I really like, and I admire their work.
If you had the chance to sit down with one person, maybe famous or not real or whatever, who would it be and what would you ask this person?
It definitely would be Marlon Brando. You know Marlon Brando?
I know him.
Yeah. Marlon Brando. It would definitely be him.
Why?
There's something about him that I can really resonate. I don't really know what it is, but the first time I heard about him and I saw his work, I could see myself in him. And I don't even know if I would like ask something per se. I would just like to sometimes I just like to sit and listen
Yeah.
to the person, what they have to say, and I'll just let him rumble about work, rumble about his life, just have a laugh, talk about acting, learn something from him. I'm sure there's a lot to learn from him. I wish he was alive. I wish I learned from him. Some people were lucky, like Johnny Depp. He worked with him, and apparently they used to be pretty good friends. So I wish I could talk to him.
That's fancy. Huh. Was your dream job as a kid always being an actor? Or when did you know that you
No.
want to become an actor?
I didn't even knew what I wanted to be. At some point I was like, while I was playing soccer, football all the time, I was like, I want to be a football player. I want to be like Cristiano Ronaldo. But I was like 15 or 16 and I could barely play. It was because in sports, there's a time limit really. Like football players, they pretty much retire by the age of like 30, 35. Their career is going downhill. So it was a little too late for me. I tried out, but it didn't really work out. But I remember watching Avatar or watching other films and being really attracted to this, to films and those stories. And the actors, when I saw the actors on screen, I felt something. And I wondered, how would it be to be an actor? And they felt confident and freeing and open. And I guess maybe in some way I wanted to be like that and I wanted to feel like that and I wanted to be on screen when I felt so far away from it because I was shy and just insecure and worried about everything. So I was like, I'm gonna try acting. And it was transformative, life-changing journey.
Yeah, but you had to be brave to go this step and say, yeah, even if I'm shy, I want to try this. You know, a lot of people are so backwards because they said, nah, I don't know if I can try that. Maybe it's ridiculous to do it. And then they don't try it. You know what I mean? So it
It's
is good.
I remember I said once, it felt like I did not choose this profession.
Okay.
This profession chose me.
Ooh, these are wise words.
Yeah. And I am only getting better at it and learning and
Are you happy that
evolving.
you choose it?
Absolutely. There is no, at this point in my life, I can say that I don't think there's something else that I would like to do. I would
So no,
love,
no plan B.
no plan B. I mean, I could probably, I don't know. It definitely has something to do with movies. I'd love to direct, produce, write, but acting is something that feels like my lane.
What do you think what change is needed in the vertical space at the moment? Or what should improve more?
I think, like we spoke about, it's the quality of scripts, the characters, just that, because quite often we overlook the quality. We so much focus on quantity to make money, and that's fine. I mean, everybody needs to make money and everybody wants to make money. But in my opinion, the best art, the best things always come out of pure love for the art, pure love to make the best project possible with the best people, best script, best everything. And when it comes from the heart, when your goal is to make money, just to purely to make money, it almost doesn't feel that it will make money. But if you do the project out of love, out of I want people to see it and I want people to like it, I hope it makes money, and if it does, it's even better.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you see exactly when an actor is doing this role just because of the money. And they didn't really get into this character while shooting it. You see it in the end. Or I would assume that most of the audience can see that. So, yeah. I would love to see more as you said, depth in some storylines to see the real acting skills, you know what I mean? Because sometimes I have the feeling that some vertical roles are not really challenging for the actor, or they're playing every time kind of the same character. I was told from a few actors that they had sometimes even exactly the same lines to say in vertical because it
Oh
was so
yeah, I've heard
similar.
that.
So for me, it's hard to imagine that it's not annoying. You know what I mean? So when you said you would be more the, let's say, lovey-dovey guy in vertical, what type of storyline you would love to play in that
Something
way?
funny, something of
Rom-com
where
style
I
or what?
rom-com style, funny, maybe like friendships, like Hangover, where the boys go and have fun and just party, you know, where I have to be funny and I can be myself and just easygoing. I don't have to stress too much. It's just like, you know.
Are you the funny type?
I think I have different sides of me. I would say I am the funny one when I feel comfortable. I'm not the one where it's gonna come in and be the joker in the company.
No.
If I feel comfortable now, if I feel comfortable around people and I feel like I'm part of the company and I don't need to be on guard or something, I'm gonna joke, say things, laugh, you know, be a little bit spicy, like can make a little like funny comments,
And a bit
but
childish
only
also.
childish, yeah. Yeah, my inner kid comes out at that point.
That's not the worst thing, you know.
No, definitely not.
But a lot of verticals are so full of drama, there is no space for comedy, rom-commy style.
Yeah, people are just drawn to drama and to,
Yeah, but I don't
you know.
understand it because, you know, I'm watching verticals for entertainment. I have enough drama in my real life. I don't need drama in a vertical, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe let's hope they make more comedy ones and funny ones.
I'm still hoping for that, but you know, the problem with the comedy ones is that they cannot translate it from China. Because the Chinese humor won't
Well,
fit in the Western.
original content, write your own ones.
Yeah, then what
Gotta,
about
you
you,
know,
huh?
hire people. Yeah, maybe it's gonna be me. I don't know. There are a lot of talented people for verticals, and we'll see. Just, there are a lot of, I'm sure there are a lot of talented writers
Yeah.
who can really write funny stories. If you want to make something great and you want to make something new and funny and witty and arty, find the right people for it.
Well,
There are people who can do this job.
absolutely. And I'm very happy to see that more and more actors are starting writing on their own, you know.
Yeah, a lot more. I know a couple of friends who've been working on
Yeah.
scripts.
Hopefully that will develop more and more. You will see. Anton, on the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. And everyone gets the same five question. So first one, because I judge people by food, what's your favorite dish?
Caesar salad, chicken Caesar salad, or pizza?
Okay, if you're saying pizza, the big question. Pineapples on pizza, yes or no?
I don't mind pineapple on pizza.
Next minus point. Anton, it's getting a
Well,
bit shitty for you at the moment.
I have three more questions. Come on, let's get 3 points back.
No, you have
Oh,
four more questions.
four, okay.
But you cannot earn plus points with this question, so
No, it doesn't work like that. If
it
you take
works
away
like
points, you
that.
gotta give me points back.
Sorry, but these options are done. No. Next question is, do you have any comfort movie to watch? I don't know, a movie from your childhood or whatever you love to rewatch, doesn't matter 100 times because you love this movie so much that you could watch it 1,000 times.
Hangover, the trilogy. You know Hangover, right? The
Yeah, when
Vegas.
they are waking up in Vegas with the
Yeah, I
tiger
know.
one in this room, I know
Yeah,
it. Yep.
that's a good one.
Oh, with the tiger one, it's really. Yeah, I know this one
It's
exactly. Why do you like this one?
just lots of fun, lots of warmth. I always like to be in the company of the boys, my friends, and go out somewhere. That's when I felt alive and adventurous. And it feels like you and the boys are going for an adventure. What's something
So,
crazy is about to happen.
did you already end up in this hangover situation together?
No, not like that. Not like that. I
Okay.
had some funny situations, but not like that. Hopefully, still to come. Vegas is only 3 hours away, so I need my boys back.
If it ever comes to this situation, you know, with the tiger in the hotel room, please send me a picture, okay?
Well, I will. You'll be the first one.
Oh, I feel honored now, but that doesn't get you a plus point back, sorry.
Hey, I was trying really hard right now to get that point back.
It's not so easy to get one.
You're on
Sorry.
my back.
I'm a professor at the university. I'm not so easy to bribe, you know? So, no. Next question. What type of music is yours? And are you the type of carpool karaoke? Do you sing in your car while you're driving?
I do, yeah, from time to time. Not always, but I do. And
What music?
what kind of music? It's different. Depends on the mood. Sometimes it's like rock. Sometimes it's rap or house, or electronic, like Fred Again or Rufus Du Sol, or old school, as in Billy Ocean, Ben E. King, Michael Jackson. It's just, if I feel a certain way, I'm gonna listen to that music.
Do you have, let me ask this question additionally. Do you have some playlists to get into characters for your verticals, like some of your colleagues do?
Not always, sometimes. If I feel like I need a playlist, I can use it, yeah. But I do sometimes ask myself, not sometimes, but I ask myself a question: what kind of music would this character listen to? But I don't always create a playlist.
Okay. Yeah. Some maybe there would have been. Are you the singing under the shower type?
More like a car guy, car
More
singing
like
guy.
the carpool karaoke type. Okay,
Yeah.
windows opened or closed? Because who told me lately, I'd love to sing in the car, but only if the windows are up. And I said that doesn't make fun.
I never paid attention usually when windows are up,
Huh.
but I don't really mind singing with windows down.
So you have to go to China and shoot a vertical there because there are so many karaoke bars.
Yeah, well,
Would you do karaoke in a karaoke bar or are you too shy to do that?
no, I would, yeah.
What would be the song?
I wouldn't say I'm the best
What would
singer, but
be,
I
yeah,
would.
hello, it's karaoke. That doesn't matter if you are the best singer or not. But which
what
song would
was
you pick?
a I have a few. There's a song from Hercules, "Go the Distance." I like that one. Disney. Then E. King, Stand By Me. That's a good one. And I can't remember the name of that one. It's very deep. What's the name of that
Very
song? Of the
deep, a karaoke song which is deep.
voice is deep. It
Ah.
is. It is. It is. It is. It is. It is. Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Oh, and of course, I have to say Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way. How could I forget about that one?
Really?
Yeah, you
Tell me
are
why I
ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a man.
Yes, they tell me why
Tell me
I
why
never
I
wanna
never wanna hear you
be
say
free. I
I
want it that way. Oh,
didn't
yes, the
say.
good old
Oh,
times.
yes.
I would love to sing an ABBA song there. You know why? Because ABBA songs are always putting you in a good mood.
Or Earth, Wind, and Fire, also a good one.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Do you remember?
Oh!
Da 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 da
Yeah.
da da.
True. Or, good for karaoke, Bryan Adams music.
Oh yeah,
I got a
the
friend who
summer
is
of
16,
16. Yes,
balling at the
yes. I
five
have.
and nine.
I have it on my playlist.
Play fingers
My
play.
fingers bled down
It's
the
the
summer
summer
of
of
60,
69.
69. With
Me
my
and the
friend
boys
to
from school
the school,
had a
had
band
a
and we
band,
tried
and we
real hard.
tried
Oh,
real
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. When I was studying, I lived with 12 guys, me and 12 roommates.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but we had fun, I can tell you. And two of them played guitar. And we had always jam sessions and karaoke evenings in our living rooms. Exactly singing Bryan Adams and stuff. It was so fun, so much fun.
Sounds like a vibe.
Yeah, I don't know what the neighbors were thinking, but we had a lot of fun. And you want to know what the good part was? At that time, it was not so common to film everything with a smartphone, so there are no videos existing.
Those were the great days.
They're all here.
Great days.
Yeah, that's why I'm hosting every year a garden concert here at my place, because of that.
Maybe one day I'm gonna come to a garden concert.
It's
If I get an invitation. Because I know I lost 2 points. I know.
you have to work on it. Because of this sofa concerts we did back when we were studying, somehow this project came up. And I already had musicians from California, from San Francisco, also from Canada once. Then from Ireland, last year from England, from Italy, German bands. I had a band edition 1 year with bands, only bands. As I said, I'm doing a bit crazy stuff, you know, not so
Crazy.
common ones, but that's fine. Last two questions. If I would come up to you and say, Anton, listen, I've never watched any vertical. Which one of yours I should definitely watch?
Tempting the Mafia Twins. Mafia Twins.
That was the latest one,
And
right?
yeah. And Hero Should Never Stay Low. It's on Drama Box. And I kind of like Good With Her Hands, just the ice skating. Yeah. That was a fun one.
The last two ones, the first two ones I saw, but I don't know. No, I don't think that I saw the ice skating one.
Yeah, go to with her hands. Pretty good one, pretty fun one.
What a shitty title.
What a shitty
Yeah,
title.
a bit.
I think it had a different title. It got renamed. I don't remember what name it was.
Good
I
with her.
thought, yes,
Sorry,
I
but
thought
that's a
this title,
stupid
Good With Her
title.
Hands, is actually better than the usual names Verticals gives.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, okay, at least it's not the billionaire is good with her hands. Or like,
Yeah, makes sense.
I remember I did a funny one. I did a vertical named Virgin Stripper and a Hockey Star. That was the most hilarious one. And I remember deciding whether I want to put it on my IMDb, and I was like, of course, I want to put it on my IMDb
But it sounds
because
like a
some,
porn.
yeah, but it's okay. And I was like, whatever, sometime down the line, I'm going to go back to my IMDb credits, or if somebody else looks it up, and I'm going to have a laugh about it.
Yeah, makes
But
sense.
yeah, I was
Now,
like, let's.
the titles sometimes are so stupid. I watched a vertical, it was called My Ex's Uncle Puts Quadruplets in Me or stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I think
I was so,
I have.
what the heck?
I think I've
Really?
seen it. Yeah. Hey, verticals. What can you do?
But she's good. But good with her, sorry, but good with
Hey,
her.
good with. Come on, good with her hands is much better than I'm putting triplets, quadruplets in
Yeah,
her
okay.
baby daddy boss.
Makes sense. But no, the titles are. Huh?
Mihaela, I think I'm getting a point back right here
No, you don't.
for the
No. Hello? You cannot do anything about the title. The title was
title.
given.
Okay, let's see the fifth question. Maybe there.
The last question is, we spoke a bit about it. Which genre you want to see more on you in the vertical space? What do you think would be great to do in verticals?
For me in general,
Both possible.
pirates, yeah, maybe something
Okay, they are
like
already
space
coming up.
pirates, space gods,
Space?
yeah, someone goes to space or whatever. I love space.
Like the Artemis, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know where I can see you? In which type of vertical? I don't know why,
Tell
but in
me.
a Western one.
Western. I'd love to do Western. I'll
Can
do
you
an
ride a horse?
accent. Yeah, I'll do a horse riding. I'll do an accent, dress up as a cowboy or whatever, like
You
a
know, the
Western.
old Western one with the saloon style, the sheriff, and the lasso and yeehaw stuff.
Oof. That would be so good.
Not the
I would do
modern
that one.
Western type, the old one where robbery and kidnapping make totally sense.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
That's where I
Gotta
can see
talk.
you in a Western one.
Okay, well, let's put it out there.
Yeah, I put it on the list for, you know, when I will get the money.
Maybe you're gonna make the Western one and you're gonna say, Anton, it's
Listen,
time.
Anton, I have a role for you, but I cannot give it to you because you're in the minus points, actually, so sorry for that.
Okay, I still have some time to figure out the points. I hope you're not gonna win the money tomorrow, so
It accidentally happened that I found today the billionaire who will fund the vertical,
it's
and then bang.
the CEO baby billionaire.
I know, without the baby, I don't need a baby.
Your baby's back there. He's lying, relaxing.
Dion.
Hey, there he is.
That's a baby.
Oh my God. I love dogs. I
He
love dogs. He's so
could be
cute.
also in the Western one.
He could be, yeah. He looks like a cowboy. Cow dog.
A sheriff dog or
Yeah,
something like
so
that.
cute. What's his name?
Dion.
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 So
It's
cute.
a name of a Greek king in the. That's my king.
Dion.
The kingy. Oh, you're
Giving
tired,
some love.
aren't you?
He
You're
needs some
tired.
love.
Can I finish here first, please? And then we can. yeah, 32 kilos.
Big boy. Big boy.
Yeah, so that's Dion. Yeah, so,
Dion.
but if we do this verticals, we have to come over to Europe because I cannot fly Dion out to LA. That would be a bit shit.
Okay, we'll figure it
I
out.
think it won't be a problem for you because of the visa. That could be maybe a plus point.
Let's
Maybe.
go.
We will see. Anton, first, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Mihaila. I really enjoyed your conversation here and the conversation we had before. So thank you for sharing that.
Don't spoil it. You know?
Hey, you better give me 10 more points or everybody will find out.
That was not a good thing you did because I recorded it and I can go to the police and can say, listen, he's threatening me, he's blackmailing me.
Hey, I'm an actor. I'm on the board of schizophrenia, so I think I'm gonna be okay.
You think you're gonna be okay? You know, everything you said right here since I started the recording, I can use against you. Just wanna say.
Okay. Okay, boss.
That we spoke all clearly. So, I wish you, what day is it today? Thursday? Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
No, here it's nearly Friday, so. I wish you a great rest of the week. All the best for your upcoming project. And I wish you a lot of dream roles.
Thank
And
you, yes.
I will come back to you, you know, when I have the money, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for having me, and this was
It
very
was a
enjoyable.
pleasure.
You're amazing.
No,
I'll see you
I'm
around.
just a
Let's
human.
stay in touch.
We will. Bye, Anton.
Bye. Have a good night. What time is it at your place?
Nearly midnight, 3 minutes to
Nearly
midnight.
midnight. Okay, there we go. You
I
see.
finish my day with you. If
Yes.
that's good or not, I don't know. But you were the last thing for me today.
Okay, I feel honored. I feel honored. Okay,
Bye.
bye-bye. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.